This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives discussing proposals seeking deliberation on 12-point imperative declaration over MCC Compact. Nepal government decides to ratify MCC Compact with 12-point imperative declaration today itself. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints Professor Sridhar Khatri as Nepal's ambassador to the United States. And Russian troops enter Ukrainian capital Kyiv with military vehicles. Ukraine calls on citizens to defend the capital. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has approved the proposal seeking deliberation on the 12-point imperative declaration over the MCC Compact. Lawmakers are currently deliberating the declaration in the second session of the House meeting. Earlier in the first session of the meeting, the House approved a proposal seeking the general deliberations on the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. Finance Minister Dharmendra Sharma tabled the proposal in the first session of the House meeting today. Some lawmakers expressed their views in favor of the MCC Compact, while some put forth their views against the compact on its obstruction from the main opposition, CPN UML. Speaking over the proposal, lawmaker from the CPN Unified Socialist and also former Prime Minister Janardan Khanal demanded all the documents related to the MCC Compact be presented in the Parliament and said the MCC Compact should be discussed only after thorough study on the compact. Similarly, lawmaker and former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Batwai opined that the compact should be ratified in consensus with all the political parties, including the main opposition, CPN-UMO. Chief Whip of the CPN Maoist Center, Deep Gurung, said the compact should be ratified if it was only a financial project and demanded the ruling alliance clarify the imperative declaration made in relation to the compact. Likewise, CPN-UMO lawmaker Bim Rawal expressed that the compact should be rejected, claiming it was not in favor of the national interest of Nepal. Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Thapa stressed the need for endorsing the compact and urged all not to get swayed by rumors about the compact. Answering the queries raised over the proposal, Finance Minister Janardan Sharma expressed the government was committed to national sovereignty and integrity, and clarifying that the government would not sign any agreement against the national interest. Saying the MCC Compact is for the development and prosperity of Nepal, the finance minister urged the main opposition CPN-UML to participate in the issue of national interest. Similarly, in the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dhirendra Prasad Baru presented the annual report of the Office of Editor General for the fiscal year 2020-21 on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva. Meantime, Nepal government has decided to ratify the MCC Compact with 12-point imperative declaration. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting recently held at the International Convention Center in Bhubaneswar decided to endorse the MCC Compact through Parliament. In the 12-point imperative interpretive declaration, Nepal declares that Nepal shall not be a part of any United Nations, United States. Pardon me, please listen it again. In the 12-point interpretive declaration, Nepal declares that it shall not be a part of any United States strategic, military or security alliance, including the Indo-Pacific strategy. Likewise, Nepal declares that the Constitution of Nepal shall prevail over the compact and other associated agreements. The interpretive declaration incorporates and addresses the issues and concerns being raised in political and civil fronts. Earlier today, a meeting of the ruling alliance at Balwatar decided to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact in the Parliament along with an interpretive declaration. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Pogrel said the meeting of the ruling alliance decided to ratify the MCC compact with a declaration that the compact was not under the military organization but purely economic assistance. Before the meeting of the ruling alliance, the CPN Maoist Center had agreed to accept the proposal to ratify the compact as an interpretive declaration. Likewise, the CPN Unified Socialists also decided to make its presence at the House with an interpretive declaration in order to bring MCC compact under jurisdictions of Nepal's constitution and laws. President Biddyadevi Bhandari has stressed that all bodies concerned should ensure effective delivery of justice by assimilating the basic principles of justice. Addressing the national gathering of 15th All Nepal Law Practitioners organized in Kathmandu today, the president asked the legal practitioners to keep the norms and values of independent judiciary intact in course of justice delivery. President Biddyadevi Bhandari has appointed Professor Sridhar Khatri as Nepal's ambassador to the United States. The office of the president informed that the president appointed Professor Khatri as the ambassador today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehile ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
श्रमिकहरुको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरुले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 111 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 9,710 samples. Likewise, 415 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry recorded one corona-related death today, taking the corona death toll to 11,935 in the country so far. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali has said the government has given a special priority to the conservation and development of the culture and fine arts. Inaugurating the 12th Academic Assembly of the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts today, Minister Ali said the ministry would bring programs for the development and promotion of fine arts in the country. He added that the government would pay attention to the promotion of the performing arts as well. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Ukrainian forces say they have repelled an attack on the country's second city, Kharkiv, after fierce clashes with Russian forces. According to the BBC, regional governor Olya Sinekuvo said the city was now rid of Russian troops after street-to-street fighting overnight. According to a Ukrainian state communication agency, Russian troops blew up a natural gas pipeline nearby. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said that damage to homes and critical infrastructure has left hundreds of people without access to water and electricity. The Ukrainian president is reported to have rejected negotiations with Russia and Belarus, saying the country has been used for attacks. The UN says almost 400,000 people have fled Ukraine since the invasion started. Meanwhile, Russian airlines face a near total airspace blockade to the country's west after an EU official said most European countries are set to impose flight bans. A formal decision is expected to the major later on Sunday. One by one, European countries said they were closing their airspace, including Germany, for 3 months. With airspace curbs over Ukraine, Russian flights now have few route options for westbound journeys. Meanwhile, Russia has responded with tit-for-tat restrictions on countries banning its flights. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives discussing proposals seeking deliberation on the 12-point interpretive declaration over MCC Compact. Nepal government decides to ratify MCC Compact with 12-point interpretive declaration today itself. President Bidyadevi Bhandari appoints Professor Sridhar Khatri as Nepal's ambassador to United States. And Ukraine claims control of country's second city, Kharkiv, after fierce clashes with Russian forces. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.